From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. A gunman in southwestern France has killed four people, three children and one adult, in front of a Jewish school. Police say he opened fire in Toulouse just before school started, then drove away on a scooter. It's not clear whether this incident and two other recent shootings are related. In those two other events, shooters killed three French paratroopers. A big win for Mitt Romney in Puerto Rico. Returns from yesterday's primary show him trouncing his nearest Republican presidential rival, Rick Santorum. As NPR's David Wellner reports from San Juan, remarks Santorum made while campaigning in Puerto Rico may have helped Romney.
It was clear from the start of the vote count that Mitt Romney was winning by a landslide. He issued a statement more than 4 hours after the polls closed, claiming victory and thanking Puerto Rico's Republican governor, Luis Fortuño, for his support. But Romney might have also thanked Rick Santorum. Many voters here who had earlier planned to vote for Santorum switched to Romney. They were angered by Santorum's assertion while campaigning here that Puerto Ricans would have to speak English before they could achieve statehood. Romney, for his part, simply promised to do all he could if elected president to further some Puerto Ricans' aspirations to become the 51st state. His win here garners him another 20 delegates. David Wellner, NPR News, San Juan, Puerto Rico.
And as Romney pulls in delegates, he and his wife Anne are encouraging Santorum to drop out of the race. Santorum's message from Louisiana on ABC TV, forget it.
We still believe that there are plenty of delegates out there for us to do what we've been doing, which is actually going out there and winning states and winning the tough battles and doing so over pretty overwhelming odds.
And Santorum casts Romney as too similar to President Obama to be a good choice for Republicans. Prices at the gas pump continue their climb. AAA says the national average price for a regular has reached $3.83 a gallon, up 7 cents in the last week. NPR's Dick Uliano reports analysts expect the price spiral to continue.
AAA says prices at the pump are 31 cents higher than they were a month ago and are at the highest level ever heading into spring. John Townsend of AAA Mid-Atlantic expects motorists pinched by higher prices to cut back on their driving.
About 80% of people that AAA has surveyed say they're going to stop driving as much and to consolidate their trips.
Analysts predict that before retreating, prices will climb higher through mid-May, possibly reaching $4.25 a gallon. That would be 14 cents higher than the all-time high of $4.11 a gallon set in July 2008. Dick Uliano, NPR News in Washington.
Top seed North Carolina has advanced to the round of 16 in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. The Tar Heels face Ohio University next. This is NPR News. A new assessment shows state governments, by and large, do a poor job of delivering accountability and transparency to citizens. The data-driven state integrity investigation shows that as a result, state houses are what the report calls ripe for corruption and self-dealing. The assessment is a joint project of the Center for Public Integrity, Global Integrity, and Public Radio International. The project manager, Caitlin Ginley, says on a measure of 330 questions, no state gets an A grade and only five a B. Eight get failing grades.
What did you find lacking in such a large number of states that not a single state could come up with an A grade?
I think the biggest thing, and what you see sort of across the board, is there's this real failure to enforce the laws. There's not a lot of enforcement on the books. There might be some sort of penalty in law. There might be some sort of fine involved if a legislator, you know, for example, doesn't disclose certain outside financial information. But a lot of that is pretty ineffective.
Ginley says CPI's partner group Global Integrity plans a campaign to try to help states reform.
Finding states and finding public officials who are interested in working with them to change their laws and to really look at how they did on their scorecard, what they're lacking, what they're missing, and really work with them to see how they can improve.
The Public Radio International part of the project focuses on reporting from the states and online components. Police in India have arrested a Roman Catholic priest wanted for the alleged sexual assault of a female teenage parishioner in Minnesota. Officials say Reverend Joseph Jayapal will be held pending a formal U.S. extradition request. This is NPR News.